A word for you from Numbers chapter 16, verses 3 and 7. They assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said to them, "You have gone too far." And then in verse 7, "Put fire in them and put incense on them before the Lord tomorrow, and the man whom the Lord chooses shall be the Holy One. You have gone too far, sons of Levi." So here we find the exact opposites, each one accusing the other, and we need to understand who was right. These were dignified, well-known men, referred to as 250 chiefs. These were men chosen by the Lord, part of the congregation, leading men. And they assembled themselves. There was a, you could call it a type of a conspiracy against Moses and Aaron. And the accusation was, "You have gone too far." Don't we hear that so often? That a person is accused of being too extreme. Even if he's out and out for the Lord, perhaps makes some mistakes in his first love for the Lord, and the accusation is, "You are too extreme, you've gone too far." But God, through Moses, in verse 7 says, "You have gone too far, sons of Levi." Now, sons of Levi were God's chosen people to lead God's people, to offer the sacrifice. You could say from there came the priesthood. And here the Lord says, and turns it around against the very people who have accused God's anointed leaders of going too far, the Lord says, "You have gone too far." In what had they gone too far? In rebellion against God's leaders. And they had accused and made out as if though Moses and Aaron were proud, for they say at the end of verse 3, "Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?" They felt themselves worthy of being recognized, and they didn't like the fact that Moses and Aaron were the ones who were in particular chosen of the Lord to lead his people. And here came this murmuring, and the Lord says, "You've gone too far." And you probably know the end of the story. They did not repent, even though God through Moses said, "But you have gone too far." They continued with their rebellion until God made the earth to swallow them up. And they went straight to hell, you could say, in a way that had never been seen before, and never again did it happen in the Bible. And the Lord just shows here, if a person goes too far in their own pride and in their own uplifting of themselves against God's anointed, what the end result will be.